Shavua Tov u'mevorach. Today in Mishnah Yomi Land, we start the 10th and final perek of Bava Batra. The Bavas have been a long journey, and they used to actually be one big Masechet Nezikin, the law of damages. We still find in some versions of Kalim, when we get to Kalim, sometimes it also has 30 prakim, 30 chapters, so sometimes that's broken up into different Bavas also. But anyway, chapter 10, get pashut, a regular, simple, standard get. Now, get can mean a divorce document. It could also mean any document, any legal document. Edov mitoichu, the witnesses are within it, meaning on the front. Umakushar, but a tied up document. Edov mechurav, the witnesses are on the back. Now, what's going on with the get mekushar is something we mentioned in Masechet Gittin, that there were certain places with a lot of kohanim, and if a kohen gets angry at his wife and gives her a get right away, there are no takebacks. A kohen cannot marry a grusha, even his own grusha. So in certain places, they instituted a minhag, a custom that a kohen would write a get mekushar, which is much more complicated, much more technical, takes longer, requires more witnesses, and then he'll have time to really think it over and calm down before he does something that is irreversible. So with this get mekushar, they would write one or two lines of text and then fold it over and sew it closed, and the witness would sign on the back of that fold. Then they would repeat this process until they have at least three folds, at least three witnesses, but they could do more if they wanted to. So what about the Mishnah asked, Pashut shktavu edav mechurav? What if you had a regular get, but the witnesses actually signed it on the back? Or mekushar, a get mekushar shktavu edav mechurav, that the witnesses signed on the front, the same side as the text. Shnehem pesulim. Both of these are totally invalid, whether it's a financial transaction or a divorce document. They have no legal significance. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Meir, he disagrees. He says, Mekusher, shktavu edav mitocho kosher. He says, if it was a get mekusher, it was folded, but the witness is actually signed on the same side as the text, it could be kosher. Mipnei sheyachol soto poshut. You could take out all of the folds and all of the sewing at closed parts, and you end up with a get pashut, and the witnesses would be on the correct side. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Meir, hakol kemina gamadina. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, it depends on the custom. Now, what he's talking about is if they live in a place where they could make either get, a pashut or a mekusher, and the guy asked to write up a get for his transaction or write up a get for his loan, then the sofer could do it either way he wants, and there's no hakpada. The guy who asked him for the get, you know, we use both in this place. And it's only in a place where they only make a pashut, a regular, and then if the sofer makes a mekusher, then everyone would agree that is not valid. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam, Maimonides, does not bring get mekusher as halacha lamaaseh, and so he does not have the halachot of it, and even in the Gemara, they say this was only in a very limited place, maybe even one region, where they had this issue where Kohanim instituted this practice to prevent them from divorcing their wives suddenly. But from the Gemara here in Bava Batra, it seems like it was not a common occurrence. And in the Gemara in Bava Batra on Kuf Samech Amud Beis 160b, the Tosfot on top says, we don't really know how to do these anymore. So even, you know, Tosfot was written 500-600 years after the Gemara. They didn't really know how to do all the halachot of Mekushar. It wasn't common practice. And he says even the Ri explains that even those places where the minug was the Kohanim would use these, it didn't mean they had to use them. It meant they had the option to use them or simply use a regular get. Now on to Mishnah Bet. Get Poshut Edav Bishnaim. If you have a regular document, you need to be signed by two witnesses. Mekusher Bishlosha, a tied document by three. Now, it was at least three, was the same number of signatures as they had folds. They could do more than three if they wanted to. Poshet Shekatavbo Eid Echad, a regular star with one witness. Mekusher Shekatavbo Shtei Edim, or a Mekusher with Shnaim with two. Shnehem Psulim. They are both completely invalid. Now, the Mishnah asks, what if there were some discrepancies in a star? Kosov bo, if it's written in the shtar, zuzin. Zuzin means just zuz, meya, 100 zuz, the inun silim esrim, that are also 20 sela. So now we have a problem of discrepancy, because 100 zuz should be 25 sela. So is it 100 zuz, or is it 20 sela, which is only really 80 zuz? Or it writes, zuzin meya, 100 zuz, de inun tlotin silin, that it's 30 sela, which would be 120 zuz. So ein lo ela mone. So really, in both cases, he has only 100. Sorry, I missed the lines. Ein lo ela esrin. In the first case, he has only 20 sela, which is 80 zuz. And in the second case, he has only 100 zuz or 25 mana. So they go by the lower amount if there's a discrepancy. Ksof zuzin de inun, if it writes silver zuz that are v'nimchak. And then there's an erasure or an omission. Ein pachot mishtayim. So we don't know what the number is, but it's no less than two. So you could use the shtar to collect two, but not more than two. Similarly, kisof silin, silver salayim, inun, that are the number, v'nimchak, and we don't have a number there, and v'chot mishnayim, it's no less than two. Obviously, if he had proof, witnesses, that there was five or ten, he could collect, but with the shtar, he could only collect two, because silin is just the plural, and the least plural is two. Darkonot, inun v'nimchak, darkonot, same thing, and v'chot mishnayim. Kotubu mimala mona, what if the shtar writes at the top 100, mimata matayim, but at the bottom, writes 200, or milmola matai milmata mana, or vice versa, hakol cholech achara tachton. The operative number is the lower one, the bottom one. We assume the top number was a mistake, and when they're finishing the shtar, everyone's paying close attention, making sure the sofer gets the number right at the bottom, so that's the one we'll follow. Imken, if so, the Mishnah asks, lama kodvinat elyon, why would we write the number up top? She'im timochek ot achat min atachton, that's so if one letter gets erased from the lower word, yilmod min elyon, you could learn from the top to the bottom. In the Gemara, they explain cases like if it had the name Hanani up above and Hanan down below, then we assume it's also referring to Hanani, but one letter got wiped out, especially a yud. You know, if a fly is walking across wet ink, it could really destroy that yud. And they bring other cases where a fly might have changed letters, you know, while the ink is drying, if a bug flies on it or someone hits the bug, it could really change the meaning of the shtar. Yishar kochachem. Mazel tov on beginning the last parak. Tizkulu mitzvot.